Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raizada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. One of the key issues today, both in India and the global arena, is the steady erosion of people's trust in governments, businesses, NGOs, media, institutions by and large. And this has become far more evident during the pandemic era and now as we tussle to step out of the pandemic. The 21st annual Edelman Trust Barometer declares information bankruptcy at the core. We see a trend towards higher mistrust towards all information sources, be it traditional media, social media, search engines, owned media, and more. The spokesperson is under scrutiny. The report also brings to fore the personal and persistent fears of people in the world and in India. In this episode of Mrigashira, we try to explore some possible reasons and solutions. Are we as a nation facing information bankruptcy leading to trust deficit? Is the question we ask. Our guest today is a man who needs little introduction, veteran journalist, anchor of shows like Big Fight, Gadget Guru, 9 O'Clock News, former CEO of the NDTV Group, and now the founder of Editor G Technologies, Vikram Chandra.
Hello, Vikram. Thank you for making the time to talk to us.
It's a great pleasure.
I think there's an increased sense of urgency in people to do something to improve the healthcare system, the education system, address issues related to climate change, poverty, racism. We want to combat fake news and we want to, protect our right to speech. Keeping the findings of the 21st annual Edelman Trust Barometer as the base, in this episode of Mrigashira, we try to explore if, as a nation, we are facing information bankruptcy leading to trust deficit. My first question to you, Vikram, is, are we somewhere experiencing a trust deficit? Has the gap widened or has it returned to pre-COVID levels?
Well, I'm not sure that COVID necessarily by itself has anything to do with it. I think we've been facing a mounting trust deficit for a very long period of time, and I'm happy to talk about it. In the industry that I once used to represent, which is television news, which I quit, one of the reasons I quit it was because I felt that the business model was leading the industry to directions which would only widen the trust deficit. And increasingly, you have opinions and in some cases, biases masquerading for what are facts and what is information. There used to be a time when facts were facts and news was news and it had a lot of there was a lot of value to it. And it was very important to be correct and accurate all the time. That's given way, and it's given way for multiple reasons, business model being one of them. And that is, as a result of that, that trust deficit has only got worse. And I'm now talking about mainstream media. I'm not even talking about the trust issues that come from social media or citizen journalism or things like that.
Right. So does the role of media in today's times become even more important? Can the media become an enabler to bridge the information gap?
Can it? Yes, it can. Will it? Unfortunately, and I just take 2-3 minutes of your time to sort of tell you why I think there is a problem, why I don't think it's going to happen. And I'm going to be talking first about TV news, and you can extend it elsewhere. You know, part of the problem, when you say the media, now the media is a very big catch-all phrase. But if you look at what's happening in India, the entire business model of television news has gone really down the drain, and it's been happening for a while. And the reason is, TV news, you don't get money from subscription. You get money from TRPs. And money from TRPs, if you're not getting subscription money, all your money is coming from advertising. Advertising is coming from TRPs. TRPs are coming from 40,000 boxes in a country of 1.3 billion people. The net result is that what gets you TRPs is yelling and screaming and shouting and being opinionated and not necessarily wanting to say that. You don't really worry too much about trust issues. You're just saying, this is what I need to get TRPs. And that's the inexorable boulder strapped to chained to the feet of television news, which is sort of dragging it down. And I don't see an easy way for that to be reversed. And that's one of the reasons really why I quit and set up Editor G.
That makes a lot of sense. And, it actually brings me back to one of the key things which the Trust Barometer points out, that more than 80% of employees and consumers feel that they have the power to force corporations to change. And actually, they just do not have any faith in any of the institutions. Would you agree, disagree?
Unfortunately, I would tend to agree, because look, who are the people you will necessarily trust and you will necessarily believe? And the question that you're asking is in many ways going to underline the overall crisis that we're going to face, not just in the media, but in society. Whom do you traditionally trust? You trust the government, you trust politicians, you trust the judiciary, of course, you trust the public servants, you trust bureaucrats, you trust the police, you trust the media, right? Then you trust your teachers, and you trust your parents, and you trust your friends. Now, if we look at it in each one of those cases, problems are starting to arise. I've spoken about the media, I've spoken about the fact that increasingly around the world, people don't have that much faith in politicians or bureaucrats, or even in the judiciary in the manner that they once did. And then when it comes to trust in your social circles, yet people still do that. And they say, oh, I saw this on WhatsApp, and I saw this on Facebook, and I saw this on wherever I saw it. But the problem is, even the information that is circulating in those is not necessarily accurate. A lot of it is fake. A lot of it is not correct. And you obviously have always trusted and believed what your friends are saying, or what your family is saying, or what your parents are saying. But when they start forwarding you stuff which at the end of the day turns out to be incorrect, or they're posting stuff on Facebook which turns out to be incorrect, you don't trust them either. So then what do you do? Where do you go?
And that actually means that there seems to be a crisis of leadership. The spokesperson, whichever institution may represent, is losing his or her credibility. So what can one do to bring in a change? Does the role of a CEO, especially in a business environment, become even more critical?
Of course it does. I mean, look, but here is where people have to be willing to take tough decisions. And is there a way to fix everything which I've said? Of course there's a way to fix it. But here's where game theory kicks in. Let's say you're the CEO of a media enterprise, right? You could take the decision. And by the way, it's not that people don't do it. I'm talking about a general thing. Right. There are many really good, very noble CEOs and leaders who will say, if you're in the media business, I don't care about TRPs. I don't care about ratings. I'm going to only put the news forward. And they will say, this is what I believe in, and this is what I'm going to do. And the institutions may back them, their promoters may back them, their shareholders may back them up to a point. But let's remember, in this particular environment, and the challenge becomes that if you're doing the right thing, let's say you're not getting the TRPs or not getting the readings, or if you're in the digital world, by not putting out sensational tabloid, oh, here's the latest influencer and Maldives type of stories, you may not be getting the traffic that somebody else would. You'll do it 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and there's some people who stick to it, and hats off to them. But the problem is that there is a price that they pay. Now, if they're willing to pay that price, then kudos to them. They deserve our applause, they deserve our thanks, because they're keeping the banner of what is good and what is correct flying. But a lot of people don't, right? At some point, those same leaders and those same CEOs then get the board looking at them, or others looking at them and saying, but why are your numbers so bad, and why aren't you getting revenues, and why aren't you doing that? So that becomes a problem, right? Now, again, is there a way of fixing that? Yes, there is. What eventually we need to do, and this is where the hope comes. I painted a very bleak picture so far. But where the hope comes is that at some point, advertisers and brands will say, we do not want to advertise, and we don't want to connect our brands purely on the basis of numbers, right? So yes, this thing got what was viewed by 10,000 people or a million people, great. But I don't want to be associated with this content. This is good quality content, and maybe that many people didn't see it. But this is credible, this is high trust content, this is high trust information, and I'm willing to back it. Because in my view, one view of this is worth 10 times the view of some random, stuff that is out there. And that actually is absolutely correct. If you think about it, logically, that is the way that brand should think. Why? Because let's say you're wanting to do whatever it is. Let's say you're in the health and wellness space, right? Let's say you have 20 people who will watch a good quality video about why a particular type of diet is good for you. Is that 20 video, are those 20 video views worth more to you than 5,000 people watching a cat or a dog video? Yes, arguably, yes, that is more valuable to you. And at some point, brands will recognize that and realize that and will pay a really high premium for high trust and good quality and credible content. And that's what I think all of us have to hope for and bet on.
This makes me wonder, is that possibly the reason for some of the paid media like the Ken and some of the others, a higher perceived trust in them? Because, you know, it's like a smaller, close-knit community and it's paid, and because we are still to get the business models right where paid media is concerned, as in paid when I say subscription-led media is concerned. I mean, do you think that's important to have subscription-led media?
Yes. I mean, I think that I'm not 100% sure that subscription-led models are going to necessarily work right now just because there's so much free content out there. But if you look at the bet that Editergy is making, for example, we only deal with high trust content. Our entire USP is we're doing 150 premium short stories every single day. And all of that is factual information, high trust information, credible information. We don't deal in rumors. We don't deal in speculation. We're not putting out random people's opinions. We're doing what is high trust, credible content. Now, our bet is, we still believe that, yes, eventually brands and advertisers will recognize that. And I think slowly and steadily it will happen. So we're not going to go down the route of just saying, okay, let's just do programmatic sales. And yes, I have 1 million video views or 30 million video views. Oh, we are getting a fair number of video views. But the good point is that as we are in ability to tell brands and tell people in the advertising world that, look, we're getting 30 million or 40 million video views, and these are people who are coming for credible, high quality information. Are those 30, 40 million video views really important to you? And our bet is that, yes, maybe it'll take time to convince them, but 1 month from now, 6 months from now, 1 year from now, those same brands and advertisers will say, yes, we want this. We want this high trust content. We want this high credibility content, and we will pay for it. And the CPMs and the rates will not be the same per video view as it would be for a cat or dog video. But that's okay. We get that this is different. We're willing to pay more for it. And you know, what I'm saying is not entirely, unheard of. I for many years, I've been talking about about Britain and about, if you look at what is the readership of, let's say, the New York Times as compared to, you know, the National Enquirer, or the viewership, the readership of the Daily Telegraph compared to Sun or the News of the World. Obviously, the readership is much more, but they get higher revenue. Why? Because advertisers pay a premium for high trust content. They pay a premium for credible content, and they say, this is where I want my brand to be. And once the advertisers and the CEOs of consumer companies decide to take that call, everything falls into place.
So just going back to the CEOs, now we find CEOs in India, especially those of international companies, reluctant to take a lead on societal issues on social media. And those who do are like just about a handful, and more from the Indian companies. You know, does the whole play it safe kind of policy need to change, or do you think CEOs can actually bring about change?
Look, I mean, I think CEOs can bring about change, and I don't want to beat them up too much for not wanting to be, you know, chasing controversial subjects. I mean, that's their call. Some people will, some people won't. However, I do think it is the responsibility of CEOs and people with an advertising budget to say, this is where I would like my brand to be. So, okay, you don't want to put your money in social media saying, I am going to back controversial subjects on social media. All right, that's your call. You may decide to do that. But certainly you can take a call saying that if I'm advertising on news, should I pick high credibility, good quality, high trust content as opposed to tabloid? And my answer is yes, that's what they should be doing. If they are putting their money on lifestyle content or entertainment content, should they be trying to find high quality, high trust, credible content out there, or just saying, well, here is the equivalent of a TikTok video that got 10 million video views, so I'm going to put my money on that. That is a decision they should take. And in my view, it is in their own interest eventually to go for the high trust route.
To wrap up, I'm going to ask you one last question. Key steps, according to you, required by the government and businesses to bring in the confidence multiplier effect?
From the government's point of view, I think they need to assess the way data is analyzed and measured. I've never been a great advocate or a fan of the government intervening in everything. But the fact of the matter, when it comes, like, luckily we're not on TV anymore, so the TRP system doesn't matter to us. But because that is an industry I once used to be associated with, a long time back, I used to feel that the government needs to do a lot more to say that in small niche areas, you shouldn't really be going by TRPs or the equivalent. And that's what the government can do or should do and think about doing. When it comes to advertisers and CEOs and companies, yes, I believe that they need to really think about where their brand is going. And if it is going in low trust, low trust, tabloid sort of content, is that where their brand will eventually do the best? Or should they search for new ways of doing things? Look, there are a lot of people right now doing new things. There are a lot of people trying different things. And I think it is incumbent upon companies to say, we are going to encourage this. And the big companies that have big advertising dollars to invest, if they start putting even 10% or 15% of their budgets behind new ways of doing things that will eventually make a change, that is something I think they owe. I think they owe it to themselves. I think they owe it to their shareholders. I think they owe it to society. I think they owe it to all of us. So that is something which I certainly hope they will do. And eventually, I think it will be in their own self-interest, because people will start associating them and their brands and their and with a certain value, with a certain proposition that will eventually resonate very well for them.
Building back trust in institutions is clearly the need of the hour, but the hardest to do. Hope you enjoy listening to Mrigashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on Mrigashira at digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.